Hey guys, this is the Harbold Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at harboldcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboldcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. So the item that we have in stock today, I am super excited about this item because I've been looking to carry one of these for a long time, a good quality one that actually talks, and I was finally able to find one. This is a really nice talking thermometer. Now, this is a body temperature thermometer, not a thermometer that you would put outside and give you the temperature. This is for taking your body temperature to see if you're sick or you have a fever, whatever. This thing does so much, and there's so much of this that is accessible. Now, there are a few things on it that aren't accessible, but honestly, they're really not the most important things. The most important things that need to be accessible are accessible, and they speak to you via voice. Now, let's get started. First of all, this will speak to you in English, French, or Spanish, and I will tell you in just a minute how to change the language. This does take two AAA batteries, which are included. There is a... Well, it's yelling at me because I pulled the battery cover off. They are included, and they have a battery little pull tab at the very bottom, and that is what you want to pull out before you use this. It's a little pull tab that basically, while it's being stored, it keeps the batteries from being used so it doesn't run them down. So that is sticking out the very bottom of the unit. You want to make sure you pull that out or it will not work. But they do include the two AAA batteries, so that's a nice feature. Now, this does have a sleep mode, so after a few minutes or a few seconds of non-operation, it will go to sleep. Now, you can turn the sleep mode off in the settings, but I don't see a reason why you would want to do so. I don't think you would want to keep it on all the time. So that's probably something you just want to leave alone. But this does a lot more than just take your temperature. Now, one thing this will speak is the time. It will also speak the outside ambient temperature in the room, which is pretty freaking cool. And I keep accidentally pressing buttons. So looking at this, let me describe what this looks like. It's very ergonomic. It's very easy to hold on to. It's got two little, on each side, it has a little rough spot where you can grab with your fingers and easily hold on to it. It's shaped like a figure eight. So if you look at it from the front, it's kind of like a figure eight shape. And the bottom part of the figure eight has a big, large button. And this button is for taking your pulse rate. Now, unfortunately, it does not audibly speak the pulse rate. But if you do get this for somebody that has vision or can see, if they press this large indented button once, well, first, if it's in sleep mode, press it once to turn the unit on, and then press it again to activate the pulse measurement, but hold your thumb or your finger on the indentation because the sensor for that is actually down in the button. So press it once, hold it, hold your finger there, and just keep holding it there until the unit beeps, and then it will display on the screen what your pulse rate is. So that's pretty cool. Now to get out back into the main menu mode, right above that large round button, that large indented button, is a rocker switch. It's like a button on the left and a button on the right. It's raised, easy to feel, and it looks like a rocker switch you would see on a device. And so the left part of the rocker switch is the set mode and also back to the main menu mode, and the right part of the rocker switch is the talk button. So that button actually will announce to you the time and the ambient temperature. That button will also repeat your temperature after you take your temperature. If you didn't hear it the first time, you can press that talk button and it will repeat what it said. Now, if you hold in on the set button, now this is another feature that will require sighted assistance the very first time. But if you hold in on the set button, keep holding it until it beeps, then this is where you set the clock and the date. Now, it doesn't speak the date to us, but it does speak the time. This is also where you can turn on and off sleep mode. So if you press the set button in, hold it in, it's the rocker switch on the left, hold that in until it beeps, then the hour will start blinking. So if it comes up and it's blinking like 5 or 6, you just press that set button once, it'll go to the next number. So let's say it's blinking on 5 for the hour. So say it's like 6:30 and it's blinking 5:15. You would hold in on the set button until it beeps. Then once you let off that, then it would be blinking on the 5. And now you would just press the set button once, and it would take that 5 and move it to the 6. Now, of course, it same applies with AM and PM. So if it says 5:15 AM and it really needs to be 5:15 PM, then you would just keep pressing the set button once, let up, press it again, let up, press it again, and that would scroll it around and keep scrolling around through 12 and then back around to 5, and that would switch it, you know, between AM and PM, your normal thing that you're used to. Then after you get the hour set the way you want, you would actually press the right side of the rocker switch, which is the talk side, press that once, and that would move it over to the minutes. So then if it's 15 and you need to be it on 30, you would just press the left side once, let up, press it once, let up, and do that 15 times until it goes to 30. Then after you get it set to the time you want, you press the right side of the rocker switch again. This time it will go to the date. So it'll go to January or February, whatever. And again, just press the left side once, press it once, and then it'll switch from January to February to March and so forth. And so you can set the actual month, and then press the right side again. That will move it over to the day. Actually, it moves it over. I think it just gives you the month and the year. So that would actually then move it over to the year. And then you would just press the left side until you get to 2023 or whatever. And then if you press the right side again, that would go over to the sleep function that you can turn on and off. And then press the right side again. And now it goes back around and restarts and basically puts it into the original main screen and gets out of the set screen. So that is the way you set the clock and the date. Let's see, I'm trying to remember. No, I actually did set the day and the month. So I did set the month and the day and the year. So we'll have the month, the day, and the year. However, it doesn't speak the month, day, and the year. So just know that. But that is the way it's going to go: hour, and then minutes, and then month, and then day, and then year, and then sleep mode. And you just keep pressing the right side of the rocker switch to go to the next item that you're supposed to set. And then once you get out over to the sleep mode, press the right side again, and boom, it takes out a set mode and sets everything that you set. And like I said, the left side actually makes the numbers move. The right side goes from, you know, the column to column for what needs to be set. All right, so this talk button also, I'll let you guys hear it. I'm going to press it once to turn it on from sleep mode. Press it again.
It's 12:06 a.m. The temperature is 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, now unfortunately, when you take the batteries out, it will reset the clock. That's an unfortunate thing. Hopefully the batteries should last a long time, because you really shouldn't have to change them that often, because you're not going to be taking your temperature every minute or every day or whatever. So if you know that it's 12, you might be able to do this by yourself. So let's see if we can do this. So right now it says
it's 12:06 a.m.
So I'm going to hold in on the set button, and it beeps, and now we're on hours. So I'm going to go to, it is 3:26 here. So I'm going to go one. Oh, I pressed the wrong thing. One, two, three. Okay. And let me, oh, shoot, I messed up myself here. So let me go. Okay, let's do this again. I'm going to hold in the set button. There's the single beep, and now I'm going to scroll up from 12. So we got 1, 2, 3, and I think it said it was AM, so I'm going to keep going. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. Okay, and let's see if that works. So I'm going to go ahead and keep doing the right button until we get to clear out this. Okay, now let's see what it says. Okay, cool. I got it to 3. So now I need to just to get it to the minute set. It doesn't really matter if you set the date because it doesn't speak the date. So I think we can actually do this without any sighted assistance.
It's 3:08 p.m. The temperature is 70.
Okay, it's 3:08 and we need to go to 3:28. So I'm going to hold down on the set button. Okay, and I'm going to press once to go to the minutes. Oh, shoot. I messed up. Yeah, it takes a little bit of getting used to, so I'm going to have to go back around. I just put it at 4. So 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. And I'm going to go to the right once. Now I'm on minutes, so I'm going to go 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. Okay, now let me go to the right now and just keep going. And then once you get to the end, it'll just go right back to speaking the time. That's how you know you're out of it. Cool.
Temperature is 70.1 degrees.
Okay, so there's how you do it. You don't need sighted assistance. I lied about that because now I just showed you guys it can be done. So just know, hold down on the set button. That's going to take you to the hour. Just make sure you know if it's AM or PM. It's going to reset it back to AM when you take the batteries out. So it's going to start at 12 AM. Of course, it'll be counting down. And so if you get it, just make sure you hear what the clock says before you start. So if it says it's on 1 and it's really 4, then you need to go 3 times. Hold down the set button for the initial first time, hear the beep, then you're going to press the set button once, twice, and then just keep going until the hours. Then you're going to press the right side. That's going to take you to minutes. Then go back to the set, press 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever minutes you need, and then just keep pressing the right side until it gets out of the menu and then it starts speaking, and that's how you set the clock. So easy peasy, no visual assistance needed for that. So that's very cool. And like I said, it doesn't speak the date, so you don't have to worry about setting the date. So that's a cool thing. Like, also, how cool is that? It speaks the ambient temperature in the room.
It's 3:30 p.m. The temperature is 70.7 degrees.
So it's 70 degrees in my room. So that's cool. All right, so that's that button. And go up further right above the rocker switch. You're going to get the display screen. Of course, this is just where it shows everything. And then above the display screen, you get a head button. Now, this thermometer is super cool because not only does it do all this other stuff, but this also will let you check your temperature via head or ear. Okay?
It's 3:31 p.m.
By the way, those little grill, those little edges that I said are kind of like grippers in the middle of the figure eight, those are actually the speaker grill. So if you cover that up, it's going to muffle your sound a little bit. So try not to put your fingers and hands over that when you cover it up. I mean, when you're taking your temperature stuff. Because like right now, they're uncovered, and see how loud it is?
It's 3:31 p.m. The temperature is 70.8 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, and if I put my fingers over it now, listen to it.
It's 3:31 p.m. Well, the temperature is 70.8 degrees Fahrenheit.
There it is. See how muffled it is? So just kind of keep your hands. I'm trying to figure where all the speakers are because I think there's some.
It's 3:31 p.m. The temperature is 70.8 degrees.
Yeah,
Fahrenheit.
It's definitely coming out of those grills. So if you put your hand completely around it, it's going to muffle the sound. So just try not to do that. All right, so what I was getting to is that you can take your temperature via ear or head. I guess you could maybe do nose, too, if you wanted to actually stick this up your nose. I don't really recommend it, but I guess it's possible. Now, this is going to have a protective cap over the ear probe. So just know when you first get it out of the package, it's going to have a protective cap over it. So don't be a dumb butt like me and try to take your temperature with the protective cap over it, because I actually did that. Doesn't work very well. So just grab the cap, pull it straight out and it pops right off. And then right underneath it is your ear probe. Okay. So to take the temperature with your ear, pull the cap off, insert the probe or proboscis, as I like to call it, into one of your ears, and then just press the button on the side. Now, I talked about the button on top of the unit is the head button. Well, right on the side of the unit, right above that speaker grill, probably up around the 11 o'clock position on the side, is another large button, and that is the button for taking your ear temperature. So that is very easy. When you're holding this unit, you can reach that button very easily. Your thumb just rests right on it and put it in your ear, and then press the button one time. It beeps.
Your body temperature is 98.2.
Okay, so it takes it very quickly. Put it in your ear, press the button one time, it'll beep to let you know that it got the temperature, and then it will instantly speak the temperature. So it's a very quick speaking thermometer. I have a couple others back there. They're very slow. I will tell you, I've compared this with the other ones I have, and I will tell you this is very accurate, because it basically all the three of the ones I have, well, all two plus this one basically say the same thing. So I know my others are accurate. So this one is a very accurate body temperature thermometer. Put it in your ear. Just press the button once. Beeps.
Your body temperature is 98.3.
And then it beeps several times to let you know it's getting ready to speak it. And then it speaks it. And if you missed it, press the talk button.
Your body temperature is 98.3 degrees
Fahrenheit. See? So if you miss it the first time, you can just press that talk button and it will speak it.
Your body temperature is 98.3 degrees Fahrenheit.
So I love that feature that you can do that kind of a review of your temperature. So that's really neat. So that's how easy it is to take an ear temperature. Now I'm going to show you guys how to take a forehead temperature. So what you're going to do for the forehead is you're going to put the cap back on the proboscis, snap it back into place. Okay, so while the cap is snapped onto the proboscis or probe, you're going to take and put the end of the cap right on your forehead, right between your eyes, right above like that little spot on your eyebrow line. So right between like the middle of your forehead and that brow line or whatever. Touch it with the end of the cap and then press the top button, the one toward the very top of the unit, which is the forehead button.
Your body temperature is 98.2 degrees.
So there you go. Same exact temperature. This time, took it from the forehead. Very easy to do. And this way, you don't have to insert it into your ear if you don't want to. I like the fact you don't even have to take the cap off to be able to take your forehead temperature. So let's do it again. I'm going to put the cap, just place it right against my forehead, right in the middle of my forehead, but kind of right above my eyes. Press the forehead button.
Your body temperature is 98.2.
And there it is. Same exact temperature as the ear one.
Your body temperature is 98.2.
So that tells you how accurate it is between the ear and the forehead, exactly the same. Very cool. Guys, I love this thing. This is so small. It's so easy to carry with you. This is a great thing to have, especially in the world that we're living in, where COVID and everything is a part of life. So this is a really, really nice thing to have. Now, if you wanted to change the language, say you wanted to change, I don't know if I mentioned this, but this will speak in Spanish and in French as well as English. Now it's defaulted to English, but it's very easy to change the language. So all you have to do to change the language is to hold in on the talk button. So that's the right side of that rocker switch button on the front or the top of the unit, I guess we'd say, maybe front, top, whatever you want to call it. Hold in on the talk button till it beeps. Okay, now we're in French. And I have no idea what it said because I don't speak French, but there you go. There's French. Now, we want to put it to Spanish. Hold in on the talk button again. Now we're Spanish.
Son las cuatro menos
So super easy to change languages. No having to have somebody help you through the menus and things like that. Very, very cool there. Now to go to silent mode, if you have somebody that you give this to as a gift and they can see, they don't want to hear the talking or the beeps or whatever, press the talk button again after Spanish. And that single beep tells you that now we're in silent mode. So if I press the talk button, nothing, absolutely nothing. So it's completely silent. And then now I want to put it back in English and talking. Hold the talk button in once more. And now, back in English. So how cool is that? So guys, this is actually the coolest and the best body temperature thermometer I have ever seen, to be honest with you. Accurate, it's accessible, ear or forehead, so intrusion or just touching the surface of your forehead, you know, before you go in the ear, whichever one you want. It does have a flashlight. I know that doesn't help a lot of us, but if somebody needs it, there is a flashlight right below the ear probe. You know, and then it's got the three different languages. It's got the ability that we can actually set the clock ourselves, which at first I didn't know if we'd be able to, but now I know that I can do it, so I don't have to have sighted assistance. It's just a counting, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever. And then, of course, it speaks the time and the outside temperature, which is very cool.
It's 3:39 p.m. The temperature is 73.2 degrees.
So I just think it's so neat that it gives you the ambient temperature. Now, of course, if you're holding on to the unit like I've been for a while and I've got my warm hand around it, the temperature is not going to be probably quite as accurate. But if you have this laying out on a table or in a drawer or whatever and you haven't been touching it, you can just grab it and instantly just check the temperature. And it also acts as a talking clock. So that's really neat. Really neat that it's a talking clock as well. So, guys, this has really got everything on it that I could ever imagine or hope for a talking thermometer. And as far as being accessible, the buttons are very easy to feel. They're very large. They're very tactile. The pulse rate would have been nice if it would have spoken. The pulse rate, unfortunately, it doesn't, but, you know, not that big of a deal. I've got an Apple Watch, and I can check my pulse rate anytime on that. And really, you know, the most important thing is the temperature, and that's what this does a really good job of. So, got the different languages, you've got the tactile buttons, the talking, the audible beeps, everything. It just makes this an all-around great thermometer to have in your medicine tool shed. Like I said, two AAA batteries. It does include it, the first ones. Now, these do come in blister packs. They are those blister packs that if you're not careful, you will slice your face off with them. So please be careful with taking off or taking these out of the blister packs. I hate those things. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. Just be careful that if you cut those things, they end up being like a razor blade. So just be careful taking those out of the package. But other than that, guys, these are brand new. And if you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboldtcompany.com. And our website is harboldtcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. Also, remember the unit does go to sleep. So after it goes to sleep, you will compress any one of the buttons on it to be able to wake it up. And then you can press the other buttons to do what you want it to do. So just remember that when you first press a button from out of sleep mode, it's not going to speak. It's not going to do anything because it's waking it up. So that is basically you turning the power on. So just remember that. Oops. So it does, I think it's like a minute. If it goes a minute or so without you doing anything to it, then it goes into the sleep mode. So just know that. So anyway, guys, if you have any questions, get with us. And as always, we appreciate you and we'll catch you next time.